and he's going to come preach for us before we have our business meeting.
Thank you, sir. He's baiting me. I'm not going to bite on it. I do want to publicly thank my friend and pastor for inviting me. Amen. And tolerating me and putting up with the harassment he gets when I'm here. I greatly enjoy it. And I enjoy this church. This church has supported my ministry most of this church's life. And I certainly appreciate that. Now for our message. Not the message of the hour message. Not so. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to leave a major thought from a very familiar chapter in your mind tonight as you prepare for your commitment Sunday and trust that you can accept what God says and trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. Do you ever wonder, now I'm already chasing rabbits and I got, you can tell I'm under duress. Did you ever wonder why Baptists get unhappy in church? Because you have to trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. Let me read some familiar verses. Out of the verses, we're going to get a command, we're going to get three promises, and then we'll get the cornerstone of all Bible giving, and then it'll be up to you what you do. I began in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. For by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, any Bible student knows, I do not say this in jest, you can spend the rest of the year on what we've just read and not mind the diamonds that are here. But I want you to note, number one, a command. Look at it in verse 7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, command, so let him give. Christians are commanded to give. It's just simple. Now, with every command of God, you always find promise. Every command of God carries promise with it. So now notice his promises. We come down to verse 8, the commands in verse 7 and verse 8, and God is able. I've said it here before, I say it again. There's the answer to every problem you can't get answered anywhere else. God is able. God is able, period. And here we say God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. The first promise after the commandment is that God will meet your requirements. It's quite simple. You always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I can't expound on it, but it's not that you may buy a huge mansion or you may buy the most expensive automobile. God prospers us that we may abound to every good work. Second promise, we find in verse 9. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. You don't suppose that dispersed abroad would be anything like missions and reaching out through your county and to your state and building and expanding? Oh, yes. He hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. Here's the promise. His righteousness remaineth forever. Not only does God promise to meet your requirements, he promises when you get involved in this kind of Bible giving to memorialize your righteousness. His righteousness, the Bible says, remaineth forever. If you've ever said, I wish I could do something that I know would last forever for God, you have found it. Old-fashioned Bible giving. Third promise is in verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. First promise, God said, I'll meet your requirements. Second promise, God said, I'll memorialize your righteousness. You can do something that will last forever. And thirdly, what a wonderful promise it is. He said, I will multiply your seed sown. Look again in verse 10. It specifies, and multiply your seed sown. What a wonderful promise that is. And why does he do that? Verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, the giving out of what he has given to us, which causes through us thanksgiving unto God. But now, with the command and with the promises, I want you to notice what it's all built on. The cornerstone of real Bible giving is found in verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Why would anybody want to take what they earn honestly and give to anybody? Oh, most of the time it's because of love. Yeah. And Paul comes down to the conclusion of two chapters on Bible giving and says it all leads to right here. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Every time you sit down on the first day of the week and write your tithe check and write out your offering, it ought to be a time of worship. And somewhere in here, there ought to be something resonating that says, thanks be unto God. Because you wouldn't have that if it wasn't for him. You wouldn't have this if it wasn't for him. Your folks wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for him. You'd be on your way to hell if it wasn't for him. And somebody said, well, why should I give? I don't think we'd help you. Just skip it. But for you who've been born again, redeemed, reconciled, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I want to pray, and I'll ask the pastor to come and continue the service. Father, May we never take lightly the wonderful privilege we have to render back to you the tithe and to give to you, proving the sincerity of our love, and with everything we give of our being, our time, our talent, our treasure, we say thank you for your unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Pastor.